Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at these devos on how to make our families stronger. We've looked at parenting. We're looking at marriage. Now, this week, we're looking at living together and why it never works. Today, many couples are taking that shortcut before getting married for the first time. Half will live together before they say, I do. So my purpose in this week's devos is to show why living together before marriage is not part of God's design. And we pray that you will use this information to make godly decisions and give godly counsel. Solomon, Song of Solomon 2:5 sets the stage for our conversation today. Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 5. Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am sick with love. So far this week, we've considered the reasons why couples choose to live together and some statistics proving that living together doesn't work. Yesterday, we talked about friendship or spirit love as being the first part of the biblical love package. Here's the second part of three essential parts. Second part of the biblical love package is expressed with the Hebrew word yahav. This word describes the deep affection of the heart. A person who is head over heels in love. This is a love of commitment and covenant. This is a love that says, I want to be with you forever. Let's make a vow to God with a room full of witnesses that we're going to stick together until death. Yahav is a love of loyal dedication. Again, Song of Solomon 2:5, for I am sick with love. I'm committed to you. I'm head over heels in love with you. Unfortunately, couples that live together are not ready or willing to make that commitment. A person unwilling to say wedding vows is a person unwilling to say, I love you no matter what. That's why living together doesn't work. It's not a relationship of commitment. Tomorrow, we'll consider the final part of the biblical love package, consummation, physical love. Let's pray about heart love before we leave. Father, forgive us for exchanging your design for our desires. That's been our prayer all week. Help us to follow your instructions for marriage. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.